Testing continues on millions of tons of coal ash sludge that destroyed up to 15 homes near Knoxville recently and sent a slurry into the Tennessee River. The state of Tennessee says there are at least two contaminants in some water supplies, and an emergency meeting has been held in Knoxville to get information to people about the types of contaminants concentrated in the ash. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, it includes mercury, arsenic, lead, and toxins that can cause cancer. Matt Landon with United Mountain Defense has been going door to door to check on people immediately affected and says millions downstream in Alabama and Kentucky could eventually be affected.
There's been reports of the ash piling up on top of the water that's going down in the Tennessee River. It's going all the way to the Mississippi.
The Tennessee Valley Authority owns the coal plant where the ash was stored and has issued an apology for the spill and promises to make everything right for those who lost their homes. Rock fill has also been placed in river tributaries to try to stop the movement of the sludge. Landon says this spill unveils one of the dirty little secrets about coal, one that he says proves coal can never be a clean energy source.
Everybody thinks that if you just cap the emissions, you can burn coal cleanly. You're still going to have the leftover burnt stuff.
For Public News Service, I'm Deborah Smith.